Hey, dear listener, do you enjoy listening to us ramble incoherently about Canadian politics and history? Boy, do we have a special fucking treat for you. We've got our first ever official live show at a bar.
It's at Two Crows Brewing on Brunswick Street in Halifax on Sunday, May the 26th at 8 p.m. And if you go to CanadianPoliticsIsBoring.com, if you look at the banner at the top, it will take you to the tickets so that you can book a ticket and come and spend some quality time. It is going to be a very intimate affair. There are like only about 50 tickets available.
It's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to drink a lot. We're going to quiz. Reese is going to quiz me at the end, but he's also going to quiz the audience and see if they know more than I do. And any alcohol you buy, Reese and I, we promise to drink it, no matter how much it is. If you want to hold our hair while we barf in the plants outside of the bar, we'll do that for you.
So go to CanadianPoliticsIsBoring.com, click the banner at the top, and on Sunday, May the 26th at Two Crows Brewing on Brunswick Street, we will see you there.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Just climb down, baby.
Per capita export value.
Libraries. Minister, are you embarrassed by your behavior today?
There's a lot of bleeding hearts around.
Do you have the fortitude or the gonads to stand up and come across here and say that to me, you son of a bitch?
Just watch me.
He certainly went too far, Mr. Speaker, when I saw him stick his tongue out.
Contemptuous. Disregard.
More than a slab of bacon talking here.
The disappointment you also feel is my responsibility.
I lost my temper.
What is the nature of your thoughts?
The word was F-A-R-T.
We are back.
And
we are,
yay!
And we are in person.
We're Reese, in person. I'm Reese looking lovingly into Reese's eyes, and he's like shy, very shyingly looking away. I don't know if shyingly is a word, but I'm going to say it is because he's just, you know, I did manage to get him to take his top off, and now he's just kind of sitting in the corner giggling to himself until he turned on the mics, then he stopped. But like, it's been so good to see you in person again, as is our ritual is.
Yeah. We haven't been in person for like 7 months for an episode, and I think the quality suffers because, you know, once you're in a room with someone, there's chemistry.
Yeah, like this chemistry with you just half naked in the corner crying to yourself. It's great. I know, it's the kind of chemistry that I like.
It's a weird chemistry, but it is a kind of chemistry.
It's the chemistry that I miss.
Also, we got these amazing mugs that we've been saving
finally for like ten months.
So M. Gabriel Art made these amazing mugs with Peggy's Cove because we're on the East Coast, and we're finally drinking out of the mugs together in the studio, and also my new improved studio with awesome microphones. Cheers. How do you feel about the new podcast studio setup?
I love it. I think it's great. These giant microphone arms are in, like, they're right in my face. It's very big and professional looking, but at the same time, I feel like I can't see you because there's these giant microphone arms in my face.
You can see me, but nobody cares. The main thing is that you sound good.
Hey, I have a professional mic that some would say beats these mics, the Stellar X2, which some people call the Sennheiser killer.
You're the only person that you say some people, you're the only person I know. No. And anyway, this is Canadian Politics is Boring. My name is Reese Waters, and with me is the impregnable Jesse Harley.
You've tried.
He will not be pregnated.
Yes. So welcome, dear listener. Thank you so much for joining us back in the studio. There's a new level of excitement and energy. If you are new to the show, this is basically a show where Reese, a Welsh immigrant, teaches me an apathetic, truly, politically apathetic Canadian about his own fucking country's politics, because I don't give a shit, and Reese finds that funny.
And other people do.
So we're going to get into small talk, the STD zone, the small talk.
The small talk dimension.
Zone. Small talk zone. Dimension zone.
STD. Yeah. What's yours?
But before we do that, why don't you tell our listeners, just give a little tease about what's coming after the STD zone.
Should we just do that so we can get on to it?
No, just a little tease.
We're just talking about conspiracies.
Just a tease.
Conspiracies. Canadian conspiracies.
I mean, talk about it with a little bit more excitement.
Ooh. Do you never guess what we're going to talk about? That's right. Conspiracies and how many Canadians believe in them. Ooh, you're going to love it, you bastards. Okay. Small talk zone.
Like a wrestler announcer.
Ooh, yeah. In the red corner, weighing 182 pounds. From Denver, Colorado.
What's your wrestling name?
So the wrestling name.
What's your wrestling name?
Hans Blitzkrieg.
Hans. Yeah, I like Hans Blitzkrieg. That's like Hans, like H-A-N-D-S. Hans.
No, it's H-A-N-S, like the German name.
Ah, okay.
And then Blitzkrieg is a reference to World War II.
I like it. Hans Blitzkrieg.
if you were a wrestler, you'd be called the Jelly Mouse. That'd be your name.
Oh, by the way, so where can people get in touch to get some more of these mugs?
These mugs that you can hear but you can't see.
No, but let's
give our audience. I like the sound of those mugs.
Right, hold on. Let's hear what coffee sounds like being drank out of these mugs.
Fuck off, Jesse.
Oh, that's really fucking hot.
I swear that you're some kind of audio pervert. It is. You need to go to Instagram and you need to find M Gabriel Art, which is, I think, is at EMGABRIELART. And you too can have a custom made mug by a very talented ceramic artist.
They're gorgeous. They're honestly beautiful.
I did ceramics in art college and it's really hard to do stuff like that. I made a squid made of ceramics that my parents still have for some reason.
You didn't try to make a squid, did you? You tried to make a mug and it came out as a squid. And then you're like, I made a squid. Look at me. I meant to do this.
It was supposed to be a jug. I had something in my head that I remembered for the small talk dimension.
Oh, yes, please. STD.
So I was thinking about better ways of electing better leaders.
I'm all ears.
And I thought my friend has got a TV show in the UK, or used to have a TV show in the UK. I don't know if it's still running, where comedians would come on and they would basically go through their browser history. And that was the show. They'd look at the links they were and they kind
That's kind of funny.
I think that political leaders should share their browser history publicly and everyone's allowed to go through it and then have like a town hall discussion where they question them on their internet activities.
That's funny. I think it's the new
dawn of technology for democracy. if you believe in that, then
Mr.
let us know.
Trudeau, just a question. What is bearsonbears.com? Are you a hunting enthusiast?
Pierre, this question is for Pierre Polyev. How long have you been a brony?
I like this idea.
Yeah.
Reese, this is a great idea.
So, look through the browser history. I stole it.
Oh, it is just a fucking, fucking hot day. It is just a goddamn hot day.
You know the downside of doing this? Usually when we're not together, I'm in a nice cold basement.
Right.
Sitting on a comfy sofa, drinking a beer, recording. Instead, I'm now in a hot.
Are you drunk when you play? When you do this normally?
No.
That makes a lot of sense. Actually,
I just have one. Just one.
That's all it takes. You're Welsh. Come on.
Really?
I realized as soon as I said it, I was wrong. Yeah.
It's kind of very similar drinking culture to Ireland, so I don't...
Right, yeah,
don't
never mind. No, I'm good. I retract that previous statement greatly.
Should we get into the meat of this?
Your puppy Rosie's
Rosie's walking around enough. It's nice to have a dog in the studio. It's calming.
Our small talk is all over the place, but it's only due to the excitement of seeing one another in the flesh.
I know.
Once again, eyeing each other's flesh, our sweaty, sweaty flesh.
Sweaty flesh in a room with a dog that has just sat on my foot to make me warmer. But Rosie's the perfect podcasting dog. I've never met a more silent dog.
Right? She just wants love.
She's the most
pets.
Silent dog. Yeah. So, Jesse, Canada's conspiracy problem.
I'm excited. I'm excited.
This was in the news. You might have seen it. I doubt you have.
I don't read the news. I had a subscription to the New York Times, which I genuinely tried to make use of, and it was too fucking depressing. I just couldn't do it. It's like, here's another war,
it's called
another
news.
Mass shooting, and here's some other stuff that's really horrifying that people tell you should know, and there's absolutely nothing you can do about it, but now you're in the know.
And this is why you're uninformed and you get all of your information from the world from me.
yeah,
this show.
Okay, great. Well, let's carry on. I'm okay with this.
So Abacus Data, which is a surveying company, they did a survey among 1,500 Canadians, and the focus was on the level of trust people have in institutional sources of information and belief in conspiracy theories. And some of the results they got back were mind-blowing. But bearing in mind, this is only a cross-section of 1,500. So statistics, was it 1,500 old people? Was it 1,500 people filling forms online? Was it 1,500 young people?
What is your definition of an old person, Reese?
I don't know, like 86.
Specifically? Okay.
86?
Yeah.
All right. If someone's 86, I think they go, I am old. I'm right, an 86-year-old.
No one would really fight that, I think. Yeah.
No, all right, that's fair. Okay. Yeah.
All right. Yeah, I was trying to get you trip you up on that, but that was a good answer.
So 44% of people believe big events like wars, recessions, and the outcomes of elections are controlled by small groups of people working in secret against us. Almost as many agree much of our lives are being controlled by plots hatched in secret places. So there's nearly half of Canadians, apparently, according to this, believe that a small group of people are controlling the world. Which, to be honest,
I have a lot to say about this.
No, but honestly, yeah. The way they worded it makes it seem like people think is like aliens or interdimensional beings or something crazy. But honestly, like, I think most people realize that there's 1% of people have a lot of money and they influence a lot of the systems because they have way more resources. So I think it's disingenuous to assume that half of Canadians are crazy and they believe crazy stuff. It's just they're being realistic and going, well, the Prime Minister is more likely to listen to Elon Musk and what he's got to say about the government than mm-hmm. me.
So I agree with you. I do, to an extent.
It doesn't mean there's like a cult with robes.
No, but there are cults with robes. And okay, so here's
my top 10 cults all have robes.
Mine too.
Yeah.
Mine is the Walmart cult. I love those guys. They're fun.
Yeah.
10% off on Fridays. So here's my thought on this.
Okay.
Most conspiracy theories are incorrect. However, now and then one will be right. And that fuels the fire. And that's
like the moon landings being fake. Everyone knows that was right. They proved it.
That it was faked? Right. So, but here's the interesting thing is most extreme opinions about anything, really, if you tend to have an extreme opinion on one side and on the other, the reality tends to lie somewhere in the middle. Tends to, usually. Are there giant secretive, you know, meetings with people in robes who do rituals, who decide the fate of the country? Probably not. Is it strictly lobbyists from 1%, you know, corporations who are like telling politicians what to do? Then politicians are like, they'll just take the money, whatever. Again, probably not. I'm guessing it's somewhere in fucking middle. Like, it wouldn't surprise me if some politicians got together and talked about a future election and like and where the money was going, and regardless of how people like that, wouldn't surprise me if it came out to be true. You know what I mean? Like it's not a conspiracy theory. It's not a fucking cult in robes, but the idea
there's not a brain in a jar controlling everyone.
No, the idea of Poilievre, is that how you pronounce his last
Poilievre,
name?
I think, yeah.
If it's the idea of Poilievre and Trudeau getting together and talking about potential outcomes and where money could be spent if certain election outage like things happened is not outside the realm of possibility.
No, it's not. It's not crazy.
It's not crazy.
No, right. Exactly. And I joked about the moon landing, but for example, people believe the moon landing.
I'm not saying that's happening.
No.
I'm just saying stuff like you like find both extremes, and reality tends to sit somewhere in the middle.
Yeah.
For most things,
it's not. Is it aliens? Yeah. No, but it was. You know, a shaved monkey, you know, somewhere in the middle.
So when I say somewhere in the middle, instantly in your brain, a shaved monkey appears.
No, one end of the spectrum is a shaved monkey. One is an alien. And the truth is somewhere in the middle. I don't know what that looks like, but it is.
What the fuck are you talking about?
I don't know. What are you talking about? So do you want some more statistics?
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Yeah. So this tracks 13% think it is definitely or probably true that Microsoft founder Bill Gates is using microchips to track people. I think that tracks with the general population who were turning out to protest restrictions that are no longer restricted.
It would really, I mean, that whole thing, like, you know, vaccines have chips in them and they're trying to inject you with microchips. Like, dude. Like,
come on.
Why the fuck would they do that when they could just track your phone?
Yeah, exactly.
Why go all the trouble when they already have it?
But, I mean, there was a bunch of stuff like that. But the one that worried me the most, and the one that really made me want to write an episode for this, is that 37, bear in mind, this isn't necessarily a definite statistic. It's based on 1,500 Canadians, not all of them. 37% think there's a group of people in this country who are trying to replace native-born Canadians with immigrants who agree with their political views.
I'm sorry, hold on. What? You've lost me already.
So they think...
Replace?
When I say native
what do you
born,
mean replace?
When they say native born, I don't mean... Ironically, I don't mean indigenous people.
That's what I thought you meant.
It basically means white Canadians, European-descended Canadians. They believe that there's a group of people trying to replace white Canadians with immigrants who agree with their political views. So there's a theory... They think that, like, Justin Trudeau wants mass immigration of people from India and China to try and replace white European on the racist assumption that they will always vote for Trudeau because for reasons that no one could explain.
Well, I mean... Okay, so again, let's take a look at... Let's pick that apart. I mean, as a... For what you just said, it wouldn't be out of the fucking question for a political leader to think, if I save a bunch of people from war-torn countries and allow them into this country, what are the chances they'll vote for me coming up in an election if I get them to become a citizen? Like, it might take a while for them to become a citizen.
You're talking tens of thousands of people who actually come from war zones, typically.
Not millions.
And even then, though, you look at other countries, and the assumption that, like, this is like a right-wing conspiracy, a far-right conspiracy theory called...
But again, like, take both extremes, roll them back a bit, and just kind of see, like meet in the middle and see, like, is that impossible?
I think mass immigration is based on the fact that there's the thing holding the economy back here is there's not enough skilled labor, not because they want to replace white people.
Oh, no, I'm not arguing in favor of replacing white people. That's not what I'm saying. I'm just saying
it's a very elaborate scheme over a period of decades to hope that
what you said is that they believe that, you know, they're bringing in immigrants to replace white people so that they would vote in the interest of the person who brought them in. And I'm thinking, okay, well, let's just remove the whole replace white people racist bullshit.
Oh, you mean just do it based on let's import people who are going to vote for us? But you're never guaranteed that they're going to vote for you.
No, because, it's not a guarantee.
Because you know, some countries still have very strict conservative values, they're going to bring those strict conservative values. Not suddenly become social liberals.
No, but
because
if
they've moved to Canada.
Well, okay.
No, that's
a fair point.
Their kids might be because they grew up in that environment, but
that point, it's too late. Yeah, but that's okay. No, that's a fair point. I like that. Yeah,
but the thing about this is that it's a mainstream.
I'm here to play devil's advocate.
I know you are, and you are a devil. It's a mainstream adoption of of replacement theory or the great replacement, which is a white supremacist belief. You've heard of, like, it's essentially white supremacists would call it white genocide, where they believe white people are under attack from other races. And this is a mainstream kind of adaptation of that, where the language has been softened to replacement theory or white replacement theory or the great replacement theory, but it's based in racism, fascism, and anti-Semitism. It's now become a mainstream talking point where it seems to
be. Is it mainstream? I don't think it's mainstream. I think it's
37% of Canadians believe it, according to this poll.
37% of the people who were polled believe this.
Or an equivalent amount. So it,
not 30%, 7% of Canadians.
37% of the Canadians polled.
Right, okay. That's
which is why I said we don't know where. Who were the old people? Were the young people?
Right.
Were they,
yeah.
We don't quite know the details on that. But
we're going to go poll people at this Ku Klux Klan rally.
Well, it would have been more than 37%.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. And the idea is they use it to frame immigration as an invasion. They use it to frame the idea that the white countries or predominantly white countries are being conquered through it. And the voter replacement is like the sharp end of it, going, hey, you let all those people in, so they'll vote for you. It's the same thought. Like, it's just a more palatable way of expressing a white supremacist kind of
idea. I can see people using it to their, you know, to confirm their biases, right? I do see what you're saying, that like, if you have conservative values, you probably might not change your mind. But
no.
Then again, if you were rescued by a guy from another country and brought you and your family over.
Trudeau didn't fly in hanging out of a helicopter with his top off.
No,
but firing with a machine gun.
That would be amazing. Like, are you fucking kidding
me? Get on board, guys.
I mean, I'd vote for, is that your, that was great.
Get on board, guys.
You've been practicing.
But he can hang off a helicopter really well because of yoga. You know, that's why he does all those chin-ups. So that's not what happened. I think, honestly, they would associate Canada as they would be grateful for Canada and the people who, if you bring a bunch of immigrants.
I have to interrupt you. I'm sorry. Rosie's being just the cutest.
She's asleep outside.
She's like doing cute things.
She's having a dream.
With her paws. So her little ears are flapping over the floor.
But honestly, like anyone I've met who's come here from a background where they felt like they were refugees, a lot of the time their immediate loyalty is to the society around them that has gone, hey, welcome to our neighborhood, have some clothes, this is where you do this, and I can help you get a job. And, you know, it's not necessarily to Trudeau, it's to the society they've come into.
So what you're saying is that Trudeau, when he takes these people in, makes sure that he positions them in liberal communities.
No.
That's smart, Reese. I'm glad you're on board with what I'm saying here. That's good.
No,
okay,
because
we're on the same page here. This quite clearly.
Right, I love that Jesse, I feel like you've got one foot in white supremacy today. It's worrying. It's not even funny.
No, man. we were like, white supremacists like yogurt. And you're like, I like yogurt. I'm like, so you're a white supremacist, what you're saying? That's literally what you...
No, but what you're saying is that...
I'm saying that it's not impossible that Trudeau might have considered that a strategic voting tactic. And you're pointing out that white supremacists are pointing out that that's an interesting voting tactic. So now you're saying, because white supremacists have pointed that out, that I must be a white supremacist?
No, I'm just saying it's a logic
that is white supremacists... Illogical.
It's the logic of a white supremacy, which is illogical. So no, but my point is that Trudeau's voting tactic wouldn't be, if I bring these people in, they'll vote for me. It would have been for people to see him rescuing refugees or playing a part in rescuing refugees and
right.
resetting them in Canada. It wouldn't be like, oh, they're going to vote for me.
And then setting them into liberal communities where they'll...
They wouldn't be sending them, they send them everywhere.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
They don't just send them into liberal communities. No, right, name a liberal community you know that is purely liberal.
Sackville.
Can you name a liberal neighborhood that is just, someone's going to move in who's just full of liberals? And they won't interact with anyone of any other ideology.
Southdale?
Where's Southdale?
Dartmouth.
Yeah.
That's where I grew up.
Okay.
Yeah. It's just very liberals. Lots of
very people, liberals.
Very lots of liberals.
But anyway, Tucker Carlson, Marie Le Pen.
We moved there as children, they're like, welcome to the neighborhood, vote liberal. Wee! And then they ran down the street waving their flags. And giving craft beer to everybody.
See, my neighbor's like 50-50 conservative and liberal, very little NDP. Mm. So, like, even then, my neighborhood is, you'd have friends who are of all political ideologies.
Oh, and how many immigrants have moved into the neighborhood?
Well, I'm one.
Yeah, but you're by choice. That's different.
Most immigrants are by choice. You're thinking of refugees.
I'm thinking of refugees, sorry. Yeah. Yes, that's right. Yeah.
Tucker Carlson from Fox News talks about it. A lot of the far right and the Trump loves it. All this kind of replacement theory.
Most immigrants are by choice, Jesse.
Yeah.
Why would an immigrant who came to Canada not vote
about
choice?
Well, you're thinking about his forced relocation.
Yeah. Oh, okay. That's
and Trudeau. So you're always saying now is that Trudeau is forcefully relocating people from other countries liberal neighborhoods to vote for him. Is that your plan?
You're very good at putting words in my mouth that I did not say. So what you're saying, Jesse, you racist piece of shit.
But anyway, as you can imagine, it's what you're... I know you're playing devil's advocate, but it is massive bullshit.
I mean, like, again, try to find the place in the middle. Like, you're an optimist, and I love that about you. I genuinely do. And you're an optimist with a touch of a realist, but corruption exists.
It does.
And where corruption exists, their motives are largely directed towards their corrupted needs. And that's just truth. Like, that's no matter where you look. You look at corporations, you look at politicians.
But I agree with you.
It's not the fact that they're a politician. It's not the fact that they're a corporation. It's the person behind it and their motives. So if you have someone who is true at heart, who is a conservative, they might do stuff that we'll disagree with, but they're trying from their heart a position. But if you find someone who's a liberal, but they're fucking corrupt to the fucking core, then everything they do will be, like, dedicated. Like, it'll be,
yeah,
you know, so it really depends on the intent. But, like, it's not out of the blue to think that corrupt individuals would do shady shit.
But on this occasion, it's not that. And it's just people. But it is people. It is people seeing, you know, mass immigration of people from other parts of the world. And their emotional instinct is, this is change. My neighborhood looks different.
Right.
You know.
Yeah.
Dave and Sandra used to live next door to me, and now this couple from China live there, and it doesn't look the same anymore. And then this,
I want to know what accent this is.
I don't know what it is.
It's good.
It's a NIMBY.
NIMBY?
Not in my backyard.
Oh. Oh.
And it's what people, when people go, hey, we need to build this.
Right.
And they're like, no, you'll ruin the overall environment and tone of this neighborhood.
The whitewash of this neighborhood.
Exactly. And then this feels to them like a realistic kind of theory as to why the neighborhood's changing around them and why it doesn't look the same. It's got nothing to do with the fact that immigration has been a decades long.
Right.
Centuries long thing of what Canada is.
That's what Canada is.
Exactly.
We're a melting pot, man.
Exactly. It's not. So anyway, but
how do people not see that?
The problem is now is that, you know, the Buffalo shooting that happened in the US. I mean, there's been a ton of shootings.
I can't. Yeah.
They all become like an amorphous blob of tragedy.
It's disgusting.
It's hard.
It's true. To be fair, I don't know. I don't know. Well, but I've heard of shootings recently. I don't know which one Buffalo, the Buffalo one
it was
is.
A predominantly black neighborhood, and a white shooter went there, white supremacist shooter. Same with the Christchurch shooting in New Zealand. They were all referencing the replacement theory, and it's racially motivated. People, they feel like those gunmen feel like they have to go and fight back against non-white people in their neighborhoods and everything like that. And that's the sharp end of it. So when people express that they feel like people are bringing immigrants in who aren't white to replace white people, it creates an environment where those extreme people feel like they need to take action, and they feel like, well, 37% of Canadians agree with me.
No, 37% of the toll.
37% of 1,500 people interviewed by Abacus Data believe with me. But if you just read the statistics without critically analyzing where the statistics come from, you go, well, nearly half or over a third of Canada is worried about this. So if you're that unhinged, you feel like you need to do something about it, it's fucking dangerous.
I agree. Fuck, man, racism is such an old fucking thing that just doesn't seem to die. And it's so weird, too.
But it's taught, as well. Nobody is born racist.
You're right. It is taught. And, like, it could have easily been in an alternate universe, because I just saw Doctor Strange and it's pretty good. But, like, in an alternate universe, it might not have had anything to do with our skin color. It could have had to do with our eye color.
Well, it usually is.
Because you imagine, like, it was, I mean, yes, it is. But I'm just saying, like, because you're right. It's taught.
Yeah.
Right? It's taught. And it could have been, like, oh, those blue eyes, you know, those blue-eyed fucks or whatever, you know. But have you seen C? The Jason Momoa Apple TV show.
No.
No? It's like 10,000 years in the future. It's a post-apocalyptic world where the entire population has gone blind. They never explain why they went blind. But it's really neat to watch because society still...
Sounds like a cool concept.
It's a very cool concept. It's an extraordinarily gory show for some bizarre reason, but that has nothing to do with it.
Well, it's because you can't see it.
I guess, right? Maybe that's part of it. But, like, what's interesting to me is... you get to watch how they, you know, evolved as hunters. They've got their society still. They've got politics, everything. You know, it is a post-apocalyptic world, but they're running it fairly well, and everyone's blind. And here's the neat thing. They don't make a point of this in the show. They never bring it up. No one has brought it up behind the scenes. As far as I can tell, I haven't seen or heard anything like this. The diversity in the casting is all over the place. White, black, Hawaiian, Asian, everywhere. Everywhere.
Welsh?
Probably, right? But like the idea is so neat that someone thought of that, right? That like they can't see.
But does that mean
no one can fucking see each other's races, so they can't tell.
Are they racist against the pitch of your voice? Or like, I talk through my nose?
I think it's more like their smell.
Okay.
I just thought that was a really neat concept that someone decided.
It's a really cool idea.
Someone who is behind the scenes at sea said, let's not talk about it.
Let's just do it.
Let's just do it.
Yeah.
Because that would make sense.
It would.
Right? No one can fucking see your race, so they have to judge you in other ways.
Based like on your smell, the tone of your voice, and your actions and what you say.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. But most importantly, your smell.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. So in conclusion.
There is no
secret plan to replace white people in Canada or North America. It's just called human migration based on need.
Good job, Reese. We've solved racism. What's next?
I don't know. cure cancer? I don't know.
Good job. Good job, guys. There we go.
have you got a call to action for this episode?
Do I? Jesus, I haven't thought of one.
Go to M. Gabriel Art and check out the mugs. So that we're together to enjoy coffee in our mugs.
Yeah. Point it out again. EM whatever.
She's on Instagram.
At Instagram at EMGABRIEL.
ART. M. Gabriel Art, and a small batch clay artist, addicted to podcasts, red wine, popcorn, vain and opinionated, but quiet.
There you go.
And if you look at her mugs. She just does amazing mugs. There's one with bees. There's one with flowers.
I've been drinking out of it all the whole episode, and I love it.
There's one with daisies. She definitely goes down like the floral route. There's a lot of nature. There's a bear hugging a heart. They are delightful.
If I was going to say,
the mugs are delightful, and I've kept them on a shelf because we've had them for 6 months waiting to be in person to do this. And my wife came into the office, and she was like, where are those mugs from? They're really nice. I was like, I kind of can't bring them home. Because if the kids drop them, I'm going to be in big trouble.
Right.
Yeah. And we need to do some sales. So, she was eyeing them up. She wanted to take them home because they're so eye-catching.
All right. So, and Reese will put a link in the show notes to make it easy for you guys. Probably. Maybe. He might. Who knows? All right, Reese, put your pants back on. Let's end this episode. What do you say?
3, 2, 1. Goodbye.
That's...
and one last thing. Just don't be racist or believe in all that bullshit.
Don't be racist. Yeah. So if you find yourself waking up today like... Oh, I'm feeling pretty racist today. Just don't. Stop
or
it.
If somebody alludes to this kind of replacement theory, go, hey, do you realize that that is based on white supremacist
Get them to listen to this episode, and it'll solve everything.
Yeah, yeah. And go, just so you know that it's coming from a place of fascism, and it's pretty scary, and please don't express that opinion around me, you dickhead. To a loved one. Just say that to a loved one.
To your wife. Yeah, that's nice.
Yeah. Bye, everyone.
Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Hey, dear listener, do you enjoy listening to us ramble incoherently about Canadian politics and history? Boy, do we have a special fucking treat for you. We've got our first ever official live show at a bar.
It's at Two Crows Brewing on Brunswick Street in Halifax on Sunday, May the 26th at 8 p.m. And if you go to CanadianPoliticsIsBoring.com, if you look at the banner at the top, it will take you to the tickets so that you can book a ticket and come and spend some quality time. It is going to be a very intimate affair. There are like only about 50 tickets available.
It's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to drink a lot. We're going to quiz. Reese is going to quiz me at the end, but he's also going to quiz the audience and see if they know more than I do. And any alcohol you buy, Reese and I, we promise to drink it, no matter how much it is. If you want to hold our hair while we barf in the plants outside of the bar, we'll do that for you.
So go to CanadianPoliticsIsBoring.com, click the banner at the top, and on Sunday, May the 26th, at Two Crows Brewing on Brunswick Street, we will see you there.